Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle Christmas episode. Well, it's almost Christmas to us, but soon it will be. The countdown's just beginning at your schools, maybe. But we'll have the interview with Santa Claus himself, so we better get on there quickly. But in the meantime, here's We Wish You a Merry Christmas from the Disney Holiday Chorus. Hold on.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Gosh, wasn't that fun?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back. We'll be right on air with Santa Claus in a few minutes. Hold on.
Chloe.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, but we have to get on there.
Right. So, thank you.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Santa Claus. Hi.
Well, hello. I'm very excited talking with you today, Chloe.
Mm-hmm. And I have some questions. Can you answer them?
Oh, I would be happy to answer them.
Number one, what's the biggest thing you made?
Oh, the biggest toy I've ever made. Well, that's a wonderful question. And you know, I've made some very big presents. I've made go-karts and very large doll houses. And I've even made cars for adults. But, you know, I don't like to measure presents in how tall they are or how much they weigh. I like to measure presents by how much joy they bring. It's how big of a smile I can give a child.
Wow, that's sometimes very cool.
Yes, and sometimes the smaller gifts, like a doll that could be your friend, or a toy truck that could bring out your imagination, or a stuffed animal that could be your protector, those gifts can bring happiness all year long. And to me, those are the biggest and the best.
And what is your favorite present you made?
Oh, well, my favorite present is getting to meet all of the good boys and girls all over the world. Yes, I get to meet them at Christmas, during Christmas time at the malls, or at parties, or I get to talk to them on the phone like with you. Yes, I like to talk to as many of them as I can and hear their Christmas wishes. Oh, and I like to tell them secrets about the North Pole.
Wow. And then number three is, how would you describe Christmas?
Wow, that's a very difficult question. Well, I think Christmas is more of a thing than a time of year. It's that special place in each of our hearts, you know, that place that makes you smile and smile and not be able to stop, that fills you all the way to the tips of your toes with joy and laughter and delight. And you can feel Christmas any time of year. You know, I usually feel it when I do something nice for someone else. Oh, and Christmas is also a really good excuse to eat a lot of cookies.
Wow, that's very cool. Can you try naming a cool idea for a holiday? That's number 4.
Oh, a new holiday. Well, you know, I think a good new holiday might be Elf Appreciation Day. Yes, they work all year long to make presents for all the good boys and girls all over the world. So I take really good care of my elves.
Wow, very cool. And last one is, well, number 5. What's your favorite holiday?
Well, that's an easy one. My favorite holiday is Christmas, of course. Oh, yes, I love to spread joy all over the world to all the good boys and girls. Uh-huh. What's your favorite holiday, Chloe?
My favorite is Easter, Valentine's Day, and Christmas.
Oh, yes, it's very hard to choose. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Chloe, I've been watching you this year, and I know that you've been very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I wanted to say, do you have another question?
No, that was just our last one.
Oh, that was our last one. Well, I do know that you had some changes this year, and you're going to a new school.
Mm-hmm. I already started going, and I think I'm feeling very happy there. It's very good going.
Oh, wonderful. And do you like your teacher, Miss Falacaro?
Yes.
Yes, you know, Miss Falacaro, she's on my nice list, too.
I saw that.
Well, you keep up the good work in first grade, okay?
Okay.
And tell me, how's Shorty doing?
Good.
Are you taking good care of your bunny?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Well, make sure to pet him and give him lots of love from me, okay?
Okay.
Well, Chloe, it's been a lot of fun talking to you. Do you want to tell me what you want for Christmas this year?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I want, well, if you can bring as much as you can, I want the Barbie Fashionista doll collection.
Oh, yes. One of my elves told me that you really like Barbie. So I might be able to get you something from Barbie if you like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll have to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, Chloe.
You too. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye. Wow, that was a very good interview. Here comes Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Laurie Berkner. Here we go.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous Yeah. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out,
Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. That was a good interview, huh? Well, it was fun, but now we'll be making something I did in my school's art class, cinnamon ornament recipe. My art teacher very good made that. He did it very good, and he also let us help him. We used glitter, cinnamon, applesauce. I didn't use the applesauce that much. I don't like it. But I also like lots of other healthy things. You know, like strawberries, cherries, oranges, broccoli. You know, like, and carrots and celery and cucumbers. And now here's what we need for the cinnamon ornament recipes. You'll need 3/4 cup of applesauce, 2 bottles of ground cinnamon, some cookie cutters, a drinking straw, and colorful ribbon. First, have an adult preheat the oven to 200°F. Mix the applesauce and cinnamon in a small bowl until a ball of dough is formed. Roll your dough between 2 sheets of plastic wrap. Then peel off top sheet of plastic wrap. Cut the dough into shapes with your cookie cutters. Make a hole at the top of ornament with a drinking straw. Place your ornaments on a baking strip. Bake for 1 to 2 hours. Let your ornaments cool on a white rack. This takes patience, and patience is hard. Put a ribbon through the holes and tie it on a bow to hang out your creations. And decorate your ornaments with paint if you want to. Great! Duty apply! Well, Daddy, that wasn't meant to be that loud. Can you just report back to me that it was going to be loud next? Can't be that loud next time. Okay, I can use loud applauses now. Go back. Louder, 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 louder. Okay, that wasn't that loud. But first, we'll be playing Taylor Swift White Christmas until we have some friends go on the air for our talk about Christmas. Here we go.
I'm dreaming. Adults glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have a call with my friends Isabella and Liliana. Hi.
Hi.
So, let's talk about Christmas. So, let's do some talking. What do you like about Christmas?
That you get presents and you can make gingerbread houses.
Yeah, what do you want for Christmas this year?
I want calico critters,
Shopkins?
Calico critters.
Oh, yeah. I heard that before. I know. And what else did you say?
A keyboard.
Wow.
And Shopkins.
And the Shopkin set? Which kind of Shopkin set?
I don't really know. I think just any one.
Oh, okay. And now, I want some Barbie things. And
yeah.
I want the high stuff. And, you know, like, I'm just starting to like Monster Art, so maybe I'll get those things, and maybe I'm gonna get Oopsies, kind of like those things. I'm into writing, so I want those stuff too. And American Girl, so I kind of like lots of things for Christmas.
Great.
And what are you most excited about for Christmas?
To celebrate it and for a holiday concert tomorrow.
Uh-huh. It's tomorrow.
What?
And it's tomorrow. I'm so excited. I wonder what we'll do at the concert. Of course, we'll sing. Guess who I just talked to?
What?
Guess who I just talked to?
Santa?
Yes!
Was it fun?
Yes, it was. Did you ever talk to him before?
No.
Well, now that you heard it, you must know that I was talking to him. Maybe maybe tomorrow if we start writing those realistic fiction stories, you can write a story about a podcast. But I'm not gonna write a podcast story. But you can do one.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just a little favor if we do our realistic fiction stories tomorrow. How's gymnastics?
Good.
You are great in your show.
Thank you.
Thank you
for coming.
You're welcome. And I'm just so excited for Christmas. Are you going to bake the Christmas cookies again? Because I saw that they were in your lunchbox today, and I couldn't wait to bake my Christmas cookies on Wednesday.
We're gonna make more too.
When?
I don't really know.
Okay, but here's my last bet. We'll be so excited. I'm so excited for Christmas that I can hardly wait to make the gingerbread houses. What do you want to put on your gingerbread houses?
Well, I already made two, so I'll tell you what I put on them. I put little candies, and I put little wreaths, and there's pretzels on one of them, too.
Crystals?
No, pretzels.
Say that again.
Pretzels? Yes.
Very cool. I like to put characters, little gumdrops on mine. Last year I made a Frozen house, and it came with gingerbread cookie characters.
I have the Elsa one this year.
Last year I had the Elsa one.
Mine has little people. Like Elsa, Ben, and Kristoff, and Anna.
Yeah, that's the same.
And I have Olaf.
And did you have Hans? Because I think Hans came with mine.
What?
And did you have Hans? Because I think Hans came with mine.
No.
Oh, so I guess we have the same one. You just said all the things that it had. And wait till you hear this. It comes with an old frosting pouch, so you don't need to just cook frosting. Isn't that so easy and cool?
Yeah. One of my pieces broke, though, but we fixed it.
Cool. That's a tip for our listeners. When you break something, try to fix it back. You know, like when you have a broken toy and its head came off of its body, you can always just fix it with glue. That happens to me sometimes, but I always like to fix them with glue.
Cool.
And they're drying great overnight.
What did you say again?
And it dries great overnight.
Cool.
Have you ever broke something like that?
What?
Have you ever broke something like that?
I may have, but I don't really know. Actually, I remember that I did. It was a Build-A-Bear one.
It was a Build-A-Bear toy. What pieces fell off?
It's back open.
Oh,
and we had to sew it.
Great. I have a cool sewing machine on my own. Maybe next play that you can, I can like ask Mom to take it down for us. I'll be happy to try sewing. I haven't did it in a long time. My sheets are running out, but I still have another sheet that came in the mail that I didn't even get to sew yet. Plus, I may be able to sew after dinner. It's almost time anyway after this.
I'm gonna tell you something.
What?
I can bring, when we do that, I can bring some more sheets, because I have lots of sheets left.
Wow. Do you have the So Cool collection? Because that's the one I'm working with.
Well, I have this Hello Kitty one, but it doesn't really work.
It doesn't really work? But so you just like to play with the sheets?
Well, sometimes my mom sews me stuff with a needle.
Wow. Sometimes my mom sews me pretty skirts to wear, but I don't know where the last one went because she sewed it for me and it was a bit too big, but at first it stayed on very good.
Well, I want to tell you something else. And my great Sammy, she sewed the little thing around my little dog that I had today.
Wow, cool. So that dog did belong to you?
What?
So that dog that you had at lunchtime did belong to you?
Yes.
Very cool. I thought... And
you thought what?
I thought that it was for Jolie. Because I didn't even know that dog was yours. I saw you only just playing with the rainy day bag. What happened?
I just wanted to bring it today.
You just wanted to bring it for with your rainy day bag?
I didn't know you were gonna have a rainy day bag.
Oh. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And see you tomorrow at school for the holiday concert.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
And that was my best friend, Isabella. Look out for more fun podcasts with some friends on the air. This weekend, I saw Josh and the Jamtons. So this song goes out to everybody who celebrates Hanukkah. It's from Dreidel. It's from the band Josh and the Jamtons. Here we go.
Whoa, oh, oh, oh. I had a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play. It has a love.
Hi, welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now it's time for the Friendship Pledge. And here it goes. The best present is love. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. See you in January for season two beginning. Bye.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, oh. What fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh, hey. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, oh. What fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh, dash.
Ying through the snow in one horse open sleigh, oh. The fields we go laughing all the way bells. On bobtail ring making spirits bright, what fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight, oh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, oh. What fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh, hey. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, oh. What fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh now.
The ground is white, go it while you're young, take the girls tonight and sing this sleighing song just. In a bobtail neck to 40 as his feet hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead, oh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, oh. What fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh, hey. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, oh. What fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh,
Day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride and see Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lame, Miss Fortune seemed his lot. We got into an open bank and then we got upside, oh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, oh. What fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh, hey. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, oh. What fun is to ride in one horse.